So, yeah, what took you to Japan? Why are you based in Japan? What do you do out there?
Yeah, so it's been a long journey, but so some people will know, 3 years ago, just over 3 years ago, I went out to Japan to work with RMF. So this is something which God has been calling me to for a long time, giving me a real passion for Japan and a heart for those who don't know Christ and who have had no chance to hear. So now I'm out in Japan, as you mentioned, working a bit with students, also trying to really reach out to young men in their 20s and 30s who just are busy working and who most of them, the guys I meet, who have never heard anything at all about who Jesus is, what it means for them. So this is what I'm doing, mostly using things like sports, trying to get alongside these men and share the gospel with them.
That's really exciting. So what are the challenges and what are the opportunities of the particular ministry that God's called you to there?
Just the opportunities, I share first positives. I found that actually a lot of people are really open to talking about what the gospel is, who Jesus is, what he did. People have heard a few things and maybe they've picked up generally about Christmas and Easter, and but people don't know the stories from the Bible. People are sometimes surprised to hear what kind of stories there are in the Bible and actually what it is that we believe. And so people are open to listen. So I find there's many opportunities there. Challenges come in a whole variety of ways, from maybe some government restrictions on what we can do, but especially from family pressure, from general society pressures of working. And I think I've discovered really the last few years the reality, but also the normality of spiritual warfare in Japan, of just how so many everyday things can go wrong, and how especially working tensions within our team of people who you love and respect, and we have the same vision and same goals, and yet often there are real tensions coming up over the smallest things which should be easy. So I think we're really realizing the battle we're in actually in Japan.
Sure. Has there been anything particularly encouraging that's happened recently? Any particular things that has been really exciting about what God's been doing through your ministry or otherwise in Japan?
I've had the joy of seeing a couple of people I know, not directly from you, but people I know have come to faith and been baptized. So over the last couple of years, so that's been really encouraging. For me, also really encouraged by the way that in our local community where we are, how God is kind of creating these great links with Christians we didn't know were there, and people who are really excited to find other people who are wanting to live out their faith and wanting to share it. And so meeting people who felt like they were just by themselves and no one around them to help them, but little God incidences that happen, and just those are really encouraging to see that actually God is really at work, and he's put people there and he's reaching people and he's linking us together through things that we didn't plan, but those just happen. So that's really encouraging for me.
That's really good. And is there anything in terms of anything we can be particularly praying for you at the moment, or any particular practical support you'd appreciate at this time?
Yeah. I think especially for the thinking long term, or well, for the next maybe 4 or 5 years. I'm at the moment talking with the OMF leadership in Japan about what I'm going to be doing longer term. So just to fill people in, I'm planning on being out in Japan for almost another year. So I'll probably be back in the spring, March, April time next year, spend a year in the UK, and then go back for another 4 years. And we're discussing now what the 4 years is going to be, what ministries I can be involved in, and there's so many opportunities and needs in Japan, that's quite a hard choice. And also in the OMF Japan, leadership is struggling at the moment because our national director passed away earlier this year from cancer very suddenly. So there's a lot of things which are happening with the leadership structure and reshuffle. And so for us as a Urm of Japan, we'd really appreciate wisdom.
Sure.
And for myself as well, just for God's guidance, what do I do with so many needs? What do I really give myself to? Would be the big thing.
Sure. Well, thanks for sharing those. It'd be great to pray for you now, if that's all right. So if a few people that know Levi well are really passionate about the ministry that Levi has, if you could come to the front and we'll get around Levi and pray for him, if that's all right. So. Lord God, we thank you for Levi and the real passion that he has for Japan. Thank you for the way that you've been working through him and through the team that he's part of over these last few years. Lord, it's a real encouragement to hear about people who are hearing about you for the first time and ultimately coming to faith in you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the ways that your family is being built up and strengthened as well. These links and connections that otherwise wouldn't have been noticed are happening. Lord, it's really exciting when people who are focused on doing your work and living for you are just there ready for the opportunities, and it's really exciting to see how you make fruitful things happen out of that. Lord, we just pray for Levi over this next year, that you'll bless him in his prayers and his thoughts and his meetings that he has about where his ministry is going and where OMF in Japan is going. We pray that you'll be guiding him and guiding the team to make them the most relevant servants for you that they can be in Japan, Lord. Amen.
And Father Levi spoke about spiritual warfare, and we realize we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and they're real, but Jesus is Lord. So we pray for his protection, we pray for the team, Lord, that you'd help them to be strong and united together to overcome those things that the enemy would use to exploit between them, and Lord, help them with that. And Lord, we pray that as Levi gets alongside people, Lord, we pray as he shares things that people have never heard about Jesus, we pray you would open their hearts to receive the message that he brings. And Lord, thank you that you're the God who goes before him, and already you know the picture 4 or 5 years hence. Mm-hmm. And you can be trusted to work out the details. And so, Lord, I pray that you would guide Levi into the best area for him to serve you and serve the work there. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
And Father, on a very practical basis, we just pray for finance. OMF generally, but also for Levi specifically. Lord God, you know the needs, tremendous needs. It's so exciting to hear people who'd never heard the gospel responding. But Lord, it takes perseverance, it takes people like Levi to go out there, but they need funding. So Lord, we just commit the finances of OMF and of Levi to you and ask for your provision there. In Jesus' name, amen.
That you'll open conversations for him. That there will be opportunities to say good things about Jesus, about what we believe, in places that perhaps he hasn't dreamed of. And so, Lord, just go with him, strengthen him, and fill him with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Awesome.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thanks, Levi. That's great.